every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, but the stars of our show are some of the great football players of all time. We call this guy the fearless quarterback, known for leading the Los Angeles Rams to the Super Bowl in 1979, had that cannon arm. We're talking about number 15, Vince Ferragamo. Vince, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Michael, and I'm excited to be tasting this cheese and the charcuterie board that we've got next to us today.
So it's going
to
be great. Don't get ahead of ourselves, because our next guest, our next host, may be grabbing some cheese when you're not looking. Alongside Vince, we've got the Hall of Famer, 7-time Pro Bowler, 4-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year. We're talking about the Energizer Bunny and Abergele Cheese Stealer, number 78, Jackie Slater.
Hey, man. How are you, Michael? I like that round of applause we're getting right there.
For that's both pretty of good. You guys.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. This is going to be a special day. There's no doubt about it. We got the people who complement this charcuterie board with the cheese, man, the different cheeses that they make. And I'm going to tell you something, Michael. You're going to regret that you weren't here today, because we got it laid out. We got this charcuterie board laid out with
all for us, Jackie.
With everything on it, and we don't have to share it with you, my friend.
Who made the charcuterie board? That's what I want to know. Hold that
up,
Vince.
Jody made it.
Oh, yes, gosh.
Hold it up, Vince.
Can you see it, Michael?
Can you see it?
Jody, lovely Jody Ferragamo put that.
Oh, and it's starting to come down.
Take it easy.
Don't spill a drop.
Oh, my God.
That's how I'll get a few. Anything that falls on the floor is mine. I want to remind you all that.
Don't put it too far on there. You'll eat it all up.
Yeah, you guys argue while I tell everybody. The website is onpointlive.net. And don't forget, subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. On Instagram, you can find us at on.point.live. And our big sponsors, we love them, harmonycheese.com. We're going to get into it here in the next segment. Email us when you look at the cheese and tell us what you want. onpoint@crntalk.com, and then order the cheese at harmonycheese.com. It's that easy. Yeah, and by the way, this show is now not only a radio show, but a podcast. You get it wherever you get your podcast. Just search On Point Live, or better yet, take your smartphone, dial #250, #250, hit send. When the call is answered, say, "Find my podcast." When they ask you which one, you say, "On Point Live." That'll do it for you. We're heard on crntalk.com Tuesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, Wednesday, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific, Saturday, 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, Sunday, 6 to 7 Pacific, Sports Byline Saturday on also Sirius Satellite, 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific. It is On Point Live. We got a lot to talk about. Go over some games last week, new games this week. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater will be back. Stay with us on Point Live. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Harmony. Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets. This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolfe, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolfe's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolfe's subscribers have also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities which have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolfe does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale where prices have been reduced from $249 to $99. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Bergamo and Jackie Slater. We have a couple of great guests in studio. We've got Bree Rehak. Breon is a Wisconsin-based entrepreneur. She's a cheesemaker. She's got a creative flair, designs food, charcuterie boards, almost as good as the one that you did, Vince, but not quite. She founded That Girl Bree. It's a boutique business specializing in custom charcuterie boards. Call her up. She'll send you out a board here from harmonycheese.com with all the great cheeses on it. And along with Bree, we have the big cheese himself, Harmony Cheese's founder, the one and only Jerry Haynes, big Green Bay Packer fans, both of these guys. Jerry's got a heart full of passion. He's got innovative ideas. He's the driving force behind every batch of Harmony Cheese. So welcome back to the show, gentlemen. We'll start the first round. Welcome, Bree and Jerry, to the broadcast. We'll start with you, Jackie. First round of questioning with you, $10 down, $100 on the board.
Thank you very much. I happen to believe that these guys back there are huge football fans. Am I right? Yes,
that's correct.
Yeah, before you even answer, I know. And they're Green Bay Packer fans. I want you to know, of all the quarterbacks playing in the National Football League, my top three quarterbacks, your quarterback, Jordan Love, is in the top three. I really like his game, and you guys should be so proud of him and so happy to watch him grow and develop under the coach that they have. I think he's going to be special, and I think he's going to be the guy to get the Green Bay Packers back to the glory days, Vince.
Yes, he's been so so great, Jackie, playing comfortable in his position. He's executing Absolutely. Everything, and they had that big game against Dallas. They should have won that game, 40-40, Jerry. But they've had the bye week. So, and Jerry, you mentioned the fact that this is good timing for the Packers, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that bye week couldn't have came at a better week. That was kind of, even though it's a tie, it felt like a loss.
Felt like a loss.
Yeah, I know it.
And team was pretty let down, but I think you're going to see a whole different team coming back this week. Whole different attitude. You can just tell by the talk and everything that they're ready, that game's behind them, and they're going to go out this week. I think they play the Bengals this week. So
They got Joe Flacco coming to town now. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to make a difference for the Bengals. I don't think so.
This should be a get-well game for Jordan and the Green Bay Packers. Make no mistake about it.
One problem, Jackie, one problem, Vince and Jerry. Apparently, somebody at Green Bay says they will only play teams that have Joe Flacco as the quarterback. Is that right, Jerry?
I hope so.
Let's not underestimate him. Let's not underestimate Joe Flacco because there's a reason why they trade for an old guy to come in and have an impact on a young team right now, because that old guy is going to come in and be very familiar with a lot of the concepts that are already in existence there and going to be able to execute a whole lot better than a younger quarterback. Wouldn't you agree, Vince?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The experience is a big factor, Jackie, in this league.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that.
But, you know, we got to go back to our original concept about food and cheese.
Yeah. Okay.
And we got to bring Bree in here because
– I get to ask her the first question.
You ask Bree, but ask Bree first. What does she think of this charcuterie board?
Bree, can you see it?
It's almost something like you would produce.
I cannot see it.
Oh my goodness.
Come on, Corey. She can't see it.
All right. Well, I'll explain it to you, Bree.
Explain it to me.
Describe it, Vince.
Okay. We have the three cheeses. We have the nine-year Abergele, the aged, the aged Gloucester.
That's a good cheese.
And then we have the traditional Abergele. Mm-hmm. Now, those are all paired with some crackers, some pumpkin crackers. We're getting ready for Halloween, right? You got some dried pears. Some dried apricot, some dried figs, some rosemary-infused almonds, Jackie, and your favorite, these pecans, these sweet pecans over here.
And they got a little salt on them as well.
Yeah, I mean, what a great thing. We're only just missing something to drink with this.
That's the only thing we're missing is maybe a little Carissa J. Wow. Can I get to my question?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to know, one of the things that Bree has done is she had created her own special line of charcuterie boards.
Right.
And what I'm curious about, Bree, is what inspired you to move from custom charcuterie boards like this one that Vince's wife made into collaborating on a branded cheese line with Harmony Cheese? How did that happen?
Well, the life of a charcuterie board is only, you know, if we're lucky and you put fresh fruit on there, 24 to 48 hours before.
Two hours
if Jackie's around. berries start to turn and things start to taste like other things, right? Every flavor melds. And so turning to collaboration cheeses with Jerry was the right answer because it extends my shelf life and it also keeps us in your house. And so that was the thought behind it. And honestly, I mean, we've come up with some pretty cool things.
Well, you have, because you've also worked with these different flavors that you infuse with these cheeses, like your Merlot-infused white cheddar, your Portobello chive Abergele. How about your six pepper cheddar?
Yes.
The Jack and you had a blueberry cheese. I mean, what's that creative process like? How do you arrive at these kind of flavors?
I mean, we've really been gifted with an incredible cheesemaker. I know I've heard Jerry on the show before talk about how the cheesemaker is like the chef, right? Mm. So there's an idea, but the cheesemaker is really the driving force behind that. That six pepper cheddar for me is one of the best cheeses that we've ever created. The flavor is incredible.
It's absolutely incredible.
And that's an exciting collaboration. That's another local maker in the area. And to see that come to life, you know, that reaches his audience, which is a new audience for us. And so that's really neat. I really love working with any small and local maker to create something to get into a bigger audience. And so that's kind of been the neatest thing about what we're doing so far is the collaborations with other people.
Jackie, have you ever heard of anything like a six different kinds of peppers in a cheese?
I've never heard of it, nor had my taste buds, but when I tasted it.
Explosion.
When I tasted it, absolutely, it was delicious. Now I got another question.
Okay.
How do you decide which cheeses pair best with certain wines, fruits, or breads on your boards? One of my favorite wines is Carissa J that Vince Brew does. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that when I'm drinking that wine, if I'm on a charcuterie board, I want to know what's going to taste the best because I don't want to waste my taste buds. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want to waste. I mean, I would be okay with wasting my taste buds on a lot of things.
Oh,
right?
You would? Okay. All right. Well.
I think for me, I know that we can rely on the maker, right, of the creator of the wine or the creator of the craft beer, because they're going to have a lot of input. Also, you know, we have a resource in the Wisconsin, on our Wisconsin, with our dairy farmers or with our dairy programs here, and they have experts in that area. But primarily, I would want to go back to someone like Vince, too, to say, hey, this is what we've come up with.
Yeah.
Help us pair it with what you have.
Well, let me ask a question. And you know, can I get a question?
Yeah, no, I got one more statement I got to make. You know, Vince, one of the things that I give him a hard time about is that he always wants to grade his cheese. He act like he can't eat cheese with some crackers and you know, some different things,
like really hard.
Some cookies or something like that. I like cheese that way as well. But I will say this. That guy talks more about pairing cheeses with wines than anybody I know. I just don't trust him because he talks about it all the time.
Okay, now I got Jerry Haynes. I got to talk to you. You're known as been called the Big Cheese. You're the CEO, the founder of Harmony Cheese. Now, my uncle has a farm back in Wisconsin. I know for a fact, and visiting there many times, this is the heartland of America. Just like a winemaker picks the best vineyards, you're getting the best cheeses. Tell us about that. How do you find out who to work with to get your cheeses so they're prime number one?
I compare it a lot with wine, obviously, but it's the land. You know, because we have such good land here, it produces very good cheese. What the cows eat is what comes out of them. It's like anything, right? So if you got good cheese, you got good ground, the cows are eating well, they're gonna produce the best cheese out there. That's why Wisconsin has some of the best cheese, because we got farm-fed cows, great land. It's like wine too, right, Vince? It's the ground you put it in. If you don't have good ground, your wines aren't looking that good. It's kind of like the same concept, just it's what our cows eat. And that's why Wisconsin is so unique.
You want to find out all about it, you go to harmonycheese.com. Get the cheese boards there. Find out how great the cheese is. Order yourself some up at harmonycheese.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. And our guests today, Bree Rehak and Jerry Haynes from HarmonyCheese.com. You want the greatest cheese? Football season is here. Get a charcuterie board. Heck, just buy some cheese online. Take a look at what you want. Bring it back. Chop it up and have it. Make some sandwiches. Make some finger trays there for you, and you got it for you. HarmonyCheese.com. Vince Ferragamo, you had questions for Jerry Haynes.
Yes, we were just off the air just a minute ago. We were just trying and sampling these cheeses, Jerry, and I have a question for you because these aged cheeses that you have, that you've developed, they're so complex. They're rich. They're full-bodied. I mean, I just can't get over the taste. So when you're developing these cheeses, what's the biggest difference between developing, say, a young age cheese versus a old age cheese? So these are 9 years age cheeses.
That's a great question. There's a lot of factors that go to it. One of the factors is the cultures. We have to change the cultures a little bit on the cheese, so that they take a little bit longer to ripen and do their thing. And obviously, the cheesemaker making a great cheese, it's like wine too. I keep referring back and forth, and my apologies on that. But if you got a good cheese going in, it will age well down the road. You can't just take any cheese and age it. And number three is the good temperature of how it's aged. It's got to be at a certain temperature, not get disrupted, just let it do its thing. It just takes time, and it takes a lot of effort, but it starts with the milk and the cheesemaker. It all starts there.
Jerry, it looks like when the cheese is aged too, they get bulky, they get more firmed up and flaky as opposed to smooth. And I notice that, and I love that, that characteristic of the cheese.
Yes, and that's exactly what it does. Remember, I always say cheese is a living organism. Okay. So things are always happening with it. There's always like
just like wine, Jerry, it's just like
correct.
Wine.
It's not that much different. You're exactly right. So what happens is the cultures are eating the proteins. It's breaking it down. The sugar in the cheese gets released with the lactose, and then it forms a little bit of those crystals. And it feels drier because it's getting aged. Some of the moisture will come out a little bit, but it's just that's how it's kind of working and testing and everything. So it's a complicated process, but it's not overly complicated. I don't know if that makes any sense.
And the other thing we're going to do too, Jack, my wife, Jody, she made this charcuterie board, but she's a wonderful cook. And she's now interested in now developing a nice food pairing with these cheeses. And we're going to come up with the next show. Hopefully she'll have developed some kind of tasting or some kind of entree that she'll build maybe of an Italian flair, obviously, because she's Sicilian. But we're going to come up with something with these cheeses, and it should be quite outstanding. I can't wait to hear what she's coming up
with. One question for you, Jerry. How did you get connected with Bree and That Girl Bree line so that when we listen or we order at HarmonyCheese.com, we can just order up the regular cheeses if we want, or we can get charcuterie boards through the That Girl Bree line? So if we got parties coming up for Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, a weekend party, birthday celebrations, this is the way to go. How'd you guys connect up?
It was kind of funny. Bree used to, I used to see little segments that she used to use her cheese in. And, I'm like, I gotta meet this girl, and the thing is we make great cheeses here, but then, there takes another effort and another person, another mind to actually see what to do with the product as well. I'm kind of old fashioned. She's kind of got the newer look to it. Like, okay, I got these charcuterie boards. I know this cheese will go great with that. So it's kind of a good, it's like bringing a good team together, for instance, you got the quarterback, you need this person to do their job and do that. And that's basically we just got together because I reached out to her after I seen how she loved so much of our cheese and used on her boards. And she did these great videos. And that's, I reached out and I said, why don't you just come and work with us on what you're all doing? You're buying our cheese anyways. And that's how we got started.
Jerry, I got one more question, passion. Guys. I know we're running out of time, but Jerry,
yes,
when you age a cheese 9 years, you can't be, it's not like you got to have that much space where you got all this volume of cheese. I mean, it's got to be small. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be, you got to be intentional about, you know, aging a cheese for 9 years. You know, get special area and everything else because you got other things you're aging, you know, nowhere near that long. So talk to me about the volume and the quality that goes into aging a cheese for 9 years.
Well, you brought up a great point. We don't age a lot of it. That's why it's sometimes at a very limited time because it does take a lot of space, time, and money. But we do have a special area. So let's say we have one at 9 years. We probably have another cheese at 8 years, another year at seven. Wow. You know, so, I mean, and that's kind of how it kind of goes a little bit. We don't put a lot away because it does take up a lot of effort. We're moving our other cheeses as well, but there is special areas where we do keep it and age it for a long period of time. So.
Well, it's pretty obvious, Jerry, that you and Bree both have a passion for it, and you've developed a great teamwork, and it really shows in the final product.
It really
because
does.
Because the taste is tremendous. Delicious. Thank you so much.
And also, she was a Packer. You know, she likes the Packers. That was another key coming over.
Well, we missed coming back there. We'll have to come back soon, that's for sure, Jackie. Yeah.
Go see you know, now game, that man. I think about it, it seems come like on. We used to beat the Packers. We used to beat the Packers all the time when we played it, didn't we?
Yeah, man. It was, you know, back in the day, Jackie.
Back in the day.
Not anymore.
I do remember the 80s. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yes,
you know,
yes.
The 70s.
The only thing I regret about playing the Packers was having to deal with Reggie White when he was there.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, that was later. Now, did you guys ever play at that Milwaukee County Stadium?
We did. Yes. Remember they were playing at Green Bay and Milwaukee both.
Yeah, the sidelines were on the same side.
Yes. That's
sure
Jack, that was those were the days, Jackie.
Yeah, all right, final thought, Jerry, Bree, why should we go to harmonycheese.com? What's there for us? Tell our listeners.
The CRN Talk listeners will get a discount if they use the code CRN Talk. There's a 10% off discount on their full order.
Oh, cool.
I asked the most important question. What is that again, Bree? You said?
It's CRN Talk, and it's for a 10% discount.
So I go to harmonycheese.com. On my order, I put CRN Talk, and I get 10% off.
That is correct.
Jerry, do you know about this?
I do now.
Order your cheese out there. 10% off. This is the way
I'm
to go.
Kidding.
Jackie
do,
just
yeah,
left the studio and he's placing another order. That's CRN Talk, Jackie.
Right.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for being with us. We love
you. Thank you, Bree. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Bree.
Thank you, guys.
Great job, guys.
We'll talk soon.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, let's get into some of these games here for you.
Man.
How about that Rams 49ers game?
Oh, my God.
49ers
goodness.
Took the Rams and just cleaned their clock 26-23.
I tell you what, that was a very difficult pill to swallow, and I can understand why Sean McVay was so distraught after that game. You know, first of all, Kyle Shanahan has won 11 to Sean McVay's 7. So
he has his number.
Yeah, he seems to have his number there. But the thing about that game, Vince, that was most disturbing to me was that the 49ers came out, they dominated the time of possession, and they did it with the injury-riddled offensive personnel. Perhaps the most injury-riddled offensive personnel that we've seen go against the Rams in a long time, and you would never have known it. Kendrick Bourne, people coming out of nowhere, you know, making plays against their defense. And,
yes.
and Vince, the most disturbing thing for me, watching that game is realizing that the simplicity of field goal protection and PAT protection, the simplicity of it. That was the only special teams that I basically did to see the Rams consistently lose in that area. It's depressing because nobody should be blocking, getting kicks blocked. Like they're getting them blocked all over the league now. It's just absolutely amazing to me.
That's a what in the world for you, isn't it?
That's a what in the world if I've ever had a what in the world. How do you allow that to consistently to go on week in and week out when everybody is trying to figure out how to solve the problem?
It was a mindset, Michael, that the 49ers came into town with, and they play better when they play down here in Southern California, but the turnovers were a big problem for the Rams. The block kicks, as Jackie mentioned, the missed field goal, okay, the fumble on the 1 yard line and on the 20 yard line. Nobody talks about the flip from the quarterback. These are all coaching kind of possibilities that could have been prevented. Okay, you have to remind the players it's a detail of their functionality on the field, and it resulted in a loss. The 49ers came into town in a short week with backup players.
Backup players.
And they beat the Rams. What does that tell you? The Rams should have won by 2 to 3 touchdowns, okay? They were physically mindset ready to beat the Rams up, and this is what they did. They couldn't get to the quarterback, but they found a way to win. They started the game with two backs, one tight end formations. 6 out of the 8 starting plays for a touchdown. They went up to a 14-0 lead. That's very unlike the Rams. They like to get out in front, and they haven't been able to do that early on. That caught up to them in this game, and it resulted in a loss.
You can't say that Sean McVay wasn't totally prepared, because look at the day that his quarterback had. He was throwing the football all over the place,
yes,
having a lot of success.
But it's the detail of the job, though,
Jack. It's the detail of the job.
It's the fine line. It's the fine focus that you have to have, Jack.
I know.
And, you know, he seems blames himself on this thing. He was out-coached in this game.
Well,
okay, but he called – it wasn't the play call, Mike, at the end of the game, because I would have went for it as well. Okay, I want to have the upper hand. But it's the play design that was the problem. Two wide receivers cannot block at the point of attack on a 4th-and-1. I'm sorry, it just doesn't happen.
And you know, looking at that play, in my mind, it reminded me of our old 24 and 25 blast, where you, out of I-backs, you insert
old
a fullback
football.
Insert a fullback in there on
but
the front
put the
side
right
backer.
Personnel in the game.
Yeah, but it seems like to me they didn't factor in that they had the backup right tackle in there, and they had a wide receiver coming in motion to insert to the front side backer, and then they had Puka Nacua sitting there on the wing. That whole thing got collapsed.
80% chance of losing, Mike, when you turn the ball over twice. Okay, they were outcoached, outplayed.
It was a great concept, but it was just the wrong personnel.
Check it out. We're coming back with more recapping for you. Don't forget, go to HarmonyCheese.com. Mention CRN Talk, get 10% off your cheese order. It's On Point Live. We'll be back.
Kohl's Friends and Family Sale is so good, you'll want to put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Yep, the only thing you're picking up is deals. Now through Sunday, take an extra 20% off all your fall favorites. From soft throws to slow cookers, warm flannels to cozy cardigans. Plus, earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. So go ahead, let those notifications wait, because these prices won't. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 20% offer ends October 5th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places, as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Taking a look at last week's football action, coming up with this week's action for you, too. We got the Titans 22, the Cardinals 21. There's a better lucky than good segment in here, I think, Vince Ferragamo.
It was a better lucky. I would, too.
They won the game. They lost on the last play. It was an interception, Jackie.
How does that happen in three straight games?
He tried to run the ball. He fumbled the ball. It got kicked around in the end zone. Guess Tyler Lockett jumped on the ball for the Titans. They win the game. Come on.
The whole thing is lose the game on the last play.
Jonathan Gannon's got some talking to do to these players.
Some talking to do. There's no doubt.
All right, Patriots 23, Bills 20. Patriots are starting to look good here, Jackie.
There's no doubt about it. The head coach has come out, and he has put his handprint all over this, which is going right back to Bill Belichick, because that's who he learned from. And one of the things about him, one of the things he's done, and he has made it public, they are blocking for their field goals and PAT. They are not going to fail in that area, and you can expect that because he served on the PAT and field goal protection team as a player.
And that's the reason why they're doing so well, Jackie, because they're winning in all three phases of the game. Mike Vrabel's got this team on the move, all right? He's got Drake May, the quarterback. High on this kid. They like his explosiveness. They like his attitude,
his demeanor
to win.
And he's paired with a good offensive coordinator, Vince. Don't forget that.
Oh, God, that's made the biggest hit. Josh McDaniels is doing a great job. And then give a lot of credit to a guy like Stephon Diggs. He had something to prove in this game.
This is
an interdivisional rivalry, okay? Bills were number one. This is probably the biggest upset of the week in my mind for this team.
Maybe of the month.
How about the Patriots rookie left tackle, Will Campbell, allowed zero
unbelievable.
Sacks,
unbelievable.
Zero quarterback hits, zero pressures, two hurries. This guy was something else.
He's something else, and I watched him closely. Technically, he is as sound as any offensive tackle that I've seen this year. He has a great kick start. He breaks it down. If guys try to cross his face and comes inside, he'll stop and then power set back inside, keep those guys out of that inside crack. Vince, this guy understands what he's supposed to be doing as a blindside protector, and he consistently gets it done.
And he beat up on Joey Bosa.
Goodness. Let's not even talk about that matchup.
They better find somebody else.
I've never seen Joey Bosa get thumped around like
man,
that rookie, man.
They need to do a better job.
This guy just still trying to figure it out, and he was blocking Joey Bosa.
I think we're all Baker Mayfield fans. How about the Tampa Bay Bucks over the Seahawks, 38-35?
Well, I'll start with this one, Jackie, because in my mind, the MVP of this league to this date and after 5 weeks is Baker Mayfield. I mean, he's playing lights out.
I mean,
they've come back, Michael, four of the five games to win the game at the end. They don't care what the score is. They don't care if they're down. They'll come back. It doesn't matter how many touchdowns are down, Jackie. And you have to see his demeanor on the field.
His attitude.
He has no flinch.
No.
He will come back. It doesn't matter what it is. He's going to make a play.
Baker Mayfield has the mentality that you want to see in a quarterback. That is comparison to any of the great ones that you've ever been around. And I don't care who it is. Baker Mayfield thinks that he is the guy. And as long as he thinks he is the guy and has paid all of the dues to make sure that his position is successful, like he obviously has done and continues to do, hey, man, this guy's going to go down as one of the best. I know it's young. I know he's young and everything, but Baker Mayfield is no joke.
Okay, quick.
Still makes me wonder how he got out of the Rams organization.
I don't know. They let him go.
As easily as he did.
I mean, he just moved right on.
Rams
didn't get no compensation. But the fact, Michael, is 1,283 yards. He's fourth in the NFL in passing up to this point. 10 touchdowns. He's the third highest, okay? He's first in only one interception and fourth quarter comebacks, four of them.
Amazing. He's the first quarterback ever to have 375-plus pass yards, fewer than five incompletions in a regular season game. The guy has he's striding right now. It's his stride.
It's the perfect marriage, Todd Bowles, a defensive-oriented head coach, and then having a quarterback like Baker Mayfield.
And that's a good Seattle team he beat, too, Jackie.
Very
and I
good.
Think Cooper Kupp's got to do a better job getting open here for this team to move forward.
All right. Upset time. Upset time. Broncos 21, Eagles 17. Jackie, what happened?
I tell you what, man. When I looked at the Eagle football team, I thought to myself, it seems like something is missing. It seems like there's a playmaker missing. So where's the dazzling speed? Where's the explosiveness? Where's the speed? You know, I see guys running routes, big guys catching balls and everything, and I see the quarterback. I see him operating behind an offensive line that – not quite the same offensive line. Mekhi Beckman is the big guard is now gone. And then their right tackle has been nicked up, hurt his neck. And then the left tackle has been struggling. Benito, when they played it, he did running by him like he was standing still. So it's not the same team from a couple of years ago, Vince. And I think one of the things that's most glaring about this team is that they don't have any dazzling, explosive playmakers.
Let me tell you what happened, Jack, in this game. The Broncos came back from a 14-point deficit in the fourth quarter. Okay, what does that mean for your opposing team? That means you don't run the ball. If you can run the ball with Saquon Barkley, they had four rushes at one point.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
You
either.
Need to run the football to be sustainable and play defense. Those are the underlying concepts that have won for the Philadelphia Eagles in the past.
And Vince, you know, you don't run the football, and people stack the line of scrimmage, and then you don't have the playmakers behind them to back them up out of stacking the line of scrimmage. And that's what I'm saying about the playmakers. I don't see speed and dazzling playmakers in their receiving core.
Bo Nix is the real deal. Sean Payton really making it work for you. Let's look at the Vikings over the Browns, 21-17. What do you think? This was the big London game.
You said it. That's a Carson Wentz, the lookalike, with him and the who's the king over there? Or the
King Charles.
Huh? Yeah. But can you imagine both of them look exactly alike?
Look like it. Now that he's thinning a little
bit
up
King
there.
Charles.
He's
not
smiling today. Okay, let's just put it that way. O'Connell just got an extension on his contract. You know that, Jackie?
No, I didn't.
They just put him on. Oh,
well,
yeah.
I mean, he's the quarterback whisperer. He can take all. You know, I can remember like it was yesterday, Jared Goff and Carson Wentz right over there.
They're all there. They're all
right over there working.
How about
out.
Daniel Jones?
And Daniel Jones, all these guys have
Sam
been.
Sam Darnold.
All these guys have been working with Kevin O'Connell, and he knows. How to get guys playing the way they should. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
No surprise, Mike.
All right, Texans 44, Ravens 10, Jackie.
You know, that's been disappointing, man. But one of the things that we have to acknowledge, and if you're a football fan, you have to acknowledge this. Lamar Jackson has been the guy that has carried this football team for the last 3 or 4 years. There's a reason why they paid him $50 million a year. All of a sudden, he's not in the lineup, and what happens to their offense? We've been talking about their offensive coordinator, what a fantastic job he's been doing with Lamar in the passing game. But what about those impromptu plays? What about those times when protections break down and you got to get the quarterback out of the pocket, making plays with his legs and keeping the chains moving? Nobody does that better than Lamar. And with him being sidelined with his hamstring injury, they just don't have that same impotence. They're not the same team.
Right. And, you know, their defense, too, Jackie, has given up over 30 points in all their losses. So that's the worst I think they've ever performed in the history of Baltimore. So,
right.
I mean, you can't continue to move forward when your defense is not up to par as well. But their offense, their quarterbacks are completely different. Whereas the Commanders, you had Jaden Daniels. You had the other quarterback were very similar in style of play.
You had a stout defensive line.
Commanders
as well.
27, Chargers 10. Chargers took it on the chin, Vince.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they sure did, you know, and Jaden Daniels is back. I mean, played with a knee brace, but, you know, they actually did it, Mike, in that game. They went out and deserved to win. They made the plays when they had to, and they moved the ball. They sacked Justin Herbert 5 times.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean, you got to shore up the pass protection.
Vince, talk about shoring up the pass protection.
They did everything else.
Joe Alt, who they moved to left tackle, he's the 26th ranked overall left tackle. Right. Zion Johnson, 31st overall. Bradley Bozeman, the center, 27th overall. Mekhi Becton, who came from Philadelphia, 41st overall. Trey Pipkins, who had 2 key penalties in the game this past week, 44th overall. That is not the numbers you want to see by your offensive line.
That's not Jim Harbaugh's style of offense.
No, and you're not going to get a candidate for the Protector of the Year, the new offensive lineman award.
It starts out up of front, this group, Michael. It starts up front.
I'm not out of this group are you going to get a candidate.
All right. In the Who Wants to Win It game this week, Saints 26, Giants 14.
Oh. I think the Giants are going to be they're going to be a formidable foe, Vince, because—
Are you talking about this coming week?
No, this was last week. Yeah. Saints 26, Giants 14.
This is the reason why they
are wrong in that game,
this
too.
This is the reason why they're a formidable foe. The Giants have a tough defensive front. They are very difficult to deal with, and regardless of the success you have with them, it's never going to look like it should look because of that front.
This is the NFL, Mike. Not for long. You got to prepare each and every week.
Prepare.
Jackson Dart's got to come ready to play.
Lions 37, Bengals 24. Vince Ferragamo.
Boy, they look tough. I mean, Jamar Gibbs is awesome. David Montgomery both running the football, catching it out of the backfield. They're making plays, and they're not turning the ball over now, Michael. So they're getting their act together. I mean, I wasn't as high on them at the beginning of the year as I am now. But they are starting to play like Detroit Lions of last year.
Another Who Wants to Win It? We'll give it to you, Jackie. Panthers 27, Dolphins 24.
Well, here you're looking at a couple of teams that you don't know what's going to go on with these teams. You're not sure about the quarterback at either place. And Vince is not a big fan of the little guy over in Arizona. Me, I called him the little guy.
Vince is not a big fan of Tyler.
And you know what? When you think about Arizona, they've lost, what, Vince? Three games in a row on the last play of the game. Is that right?
The Dolphins are doing the same thing.
It's
They're
the
not
Dolphins.
Beating anybody.
Yeah, but I think that quarterback.
I was wrong on that one.
I want to give that quarterback a bit of an edge in this situation. Yes.
All right, Cowboys 37, Jets 22. Who's that quarterback there with the Jets with the knife, Vince?
Oh, that's
Mark Sanchez. Could they bring him back?
Oh, my goodness.
Man, that was just so bad. I mean, it's just not a good reflection on, him being in the limelight, being a broadcaster for Fox. And just having that kind of – why are you out at 3 in the morning like that, causing problems? And
not over, good.
You know, it's just – wasn't Cowboys. A really good sign. It's something that really have to look deep into and do a better job of hiring your broadcasters.
Colts 40, Raiders 6. Jackie.
Colts 40,
Raiders 6.
Raiders 6. I mean, that pretty much says what's going on right there. I think the Colts proved when they came out and played against the Rams, which they very clearly easily have beat them, that they are a legitimate football team with the quarterback that they have, Daniel Jones. This guy, a few years ago, Vince, he was at the Pro Bowl, and he had a lot of success. And so he is having that kind of success right now. He's a tough-as-nails guy. You see that pain he was in when he kept getting up and battling the other night. I like the Colts, and I think that they're going to continue to get better and better as the season goes on.
Right, Shane Steichen's done a lot for their offense.
He really has.
Taylor.
Denver Broncos at the New York Jets. I like the Broncos, Vince.
I do, too. I like the Broncos.
Jackie?
It's hard not to like the Broncos, man, with the pass pressure.
Jets are winless.
Corey?
Yeah.
They're going to put pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, I got the Broncos for sure.
Oh, yeah, Broncos.
All right. Vince, Arizona Cardinals at Indianapolis.
Arizona's going to lose on the last play again. I'm going to take the Colts.
I'm with you.
I'm taking the Colts because I think the Colts are going to beat them from start to finish.
Corey?
I got the Colts as well.
Wow, okay.
All right, New England Patriots at the New Orleans Saints. I'll let you go first. Vince, go ahead.
Oh, Patriots, man, they're on a roll.
I'm going with the Patriots.
Too, yeah.
I'm going with the Patriots because they're doing the simple things right.
Patriots again.
Los Angeles Rams at Baltimore. Jackie.
I'm going with the Rams. I think Sean McVay is going to look and learn. And the interesting thing is this guy admits that he's growing. And I think he'll correct some of the problems, and I think they'll win the game.
It's a rebound week for the Rams. I like them.
I like the Rams, too.
I do as well. We're 4-for-4.
Wow.
All right, Cleveland Browns at Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Me, too. I like the Steelers.
I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
After the bye week, they're ready.
5-for-5, I'm taking the Steelers.
Wow.
All right, well, we're all in agreement. Let's see if we can find some disagreement when we come back. It's On Point Live, final segment coming up. Get your cards. We've got a few more picks for you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
On Point Live, Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, our producer Corey Marino. Corey, you start this one off. Seattle at Jacksonville. Who do you like?
Jacksonville looked awful in that win. Even though they won, I'm going to take Seattle.
I like Seattle too, Corey.
I like Seattle too, but that is the worst win that I've ever seen a quarterback play and win the game.
What are his legs?
Trevor Lawrence. I've never seen a quarterback go down twice.
Oh, am I going Jacksonville? Ooh,
Chargers. Chargers at Miami. Who do you like, Vince?
I like the Chargers to bounce back.
I don't like the Chargers. I like the Dolphins here.
Come on.
Chargers offensive line is not playing well.
Going with the Chargers.
Dallas at Carolina. Jackie.
I'm going to go with Dallas.
I like Dak Prescott. He had a great week last week. I love the way he threw them deep balls. I'm going to go with them, and I think they'll have their receiver back, CeeDee Lamb.
I'm going to take the Cowboys as well.
Tennessee Titans at the Las Vegas Raiders. Jackie.
I'm going with the home team. I think the Raiders, it's about time that they got it turned around.
I like the Raiders, too, turning it around.
It's about time. Yes, Corey.
I like the Raiders as well.
Wow. 49ers at Tampa Bay. I like Baker. I'm going Tampa Bay.
You're going with Baker? Wow. I'm going with San Francisco. They got to get healthy. If they do what they did to the Rams with an unhealthy squad, I got to figure that as they pick up a few guys, they're going to play better.
Yeah, their personnel groupings 2-1 and 2-2. I like the 49ers. Tampa Bay can't stop that offense.
Tampa Bay can't lose with Baker in the fourth. I like them.
Cincinnati Bengals at Green Bay. Corey.
I have Green Bay smacking the Bengals.
I like too. Green Bay.
Yeah, especially with the time off they had this week. I like Packers.
Green Bay
especially
here.
With that Harmony
Bay
cheese.
Here.
Harmony cheese.
Detroit at Kansas City. I'm liking Detroit.
Whoa, that's enough. That's another. Kansas City's going to be smart, Vince.
I know. Who do you like?
I'm going with Detroit.
Well, you both went with Detroit. Who are you going with, Corey?
I'm going with Detroit.
I'm the only off. I'm the Kansas City Chief, man.
Bless your
right
heart.
Here,
bless your heart.
You're going to come back.
You are a diehard, man.
You're betting Bills. Against Andy Reid?
Oh, come on. Yes,
Buffalo
I am.
Buffalo Bills at Atlanta.
Finally
Falcons.
Got a chance.
Oh, the Bills to bounce back big time.
I'm going with Buffalo as well. Big time bounce too. Back.
Yeah, Bills it is.
I feel sorry
Chicago
for the Falcons.
Chicago Bears and Washington Commanders.
I'm going with Washington.
I got Washington.
I like them, Washington.
I had Washington, but I want to go different. I'm going to go with Bears against
Ooh.
You.
Ah, I can't believe that, Corey.
That's it. Don't forget HarmonyCheese.com, our sponsor. When you go there, when you make your order, say CR and Talk. You get 10% off your order. Check out our website, OnPointLive.net, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. It's a great show with Vince and Jackie each and every week. Email us, CR and Talk. You can get our On Point at CRNTalk.com. What do we always say, gentlemen, on the show?
Stay on point.